Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov, 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories at 12 hours. Over 136,000 candidates obtain full grade 12 school certificates. Government to begin cholera vaccination in Lusaka hotspot areas this week. And Spain to hold 3 days of mourning for victims of high-speed train crash. Good afternoon. With the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours, I'm Monique Matipa. A total of 136,357 out of 194,069 candidates who sat for the 2025 Grade 12 Certificate examinations have obtained full school certificates, representing a 70.2% pass rate. Announcing the joint release of the 2025 Grade 12 School Certificates and Teacher Education Examination results in Lusaka this morning, Education Minister Douglas Siakalima said the results show a slight increase of 2.07 percentage points from the 68.19 percentage pass rate recorded in 2024. Mr. Siakalima said 54,771 candidates, representing 28.2%, obtained statements of results, while 2,941 candidates, representing 1.52%, failed the examinations. He has added that the absenteeism rate decreased by 0.15 percentage points from 1.98% in 2024 to 1.83% in
9 candidates who started the examination within Zambia, 136,357 obtained the school certificate, that is 70.26%, representing an increase of 2.07 percentage points from 68.19% school certificate pass rate in 2024.
Meanwhile, Mr. Siakalima has announced that a total of 588 candidates have qualified for the award of teacher diplomas, comprising 159 in early childhood education, 239 in primary education, and 190 in secondary education.
The diploma examination was as follows. At year 1, 195 obtained clear passes, 40 proceeded with arrears, and 3 failed. At year 2, 242 obtained clear passes, 20 proceeded with arrears, while 3 failed. For year 3, 159 obtained clear passes, 15 proceeded with arrears, while 1 failed.
Government has announced that the cholera vaccination exercise in hotspot areas of Lusaka, where cases have been recorded, will commence this week. Speaking at a media briefing, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, said finances for the exercise have been mobilized from the World Bank. Dr. Lishimpi has disclosed that the country recorded one new cholera case in the last 24 hours in Lusaka's Chainda area. He has added that 24 patients have been discharged within the same period, while 13 cases are currently admitted in Lusaka.
So in a few incidences where we've arrested them, when you interview them, you find that they are not even part of the institution. So ethically, we condemn that, and there should be no one found in our institutions doing this kind of thing, because if you are found, we will arrest you and we will prosecute you. If one of us does it without the proper channels being followed, then they will be also disciplined using the appropriate channels of the Civil Service Disciplinary Code.
Meanwhile, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima has unveiled the Mental Health Council Board, reaffirming government's commitment to strengthening mental health services in the country.
As government, we have continued to prioritize the strengthening of mental health systems to ensure the promotion, protection, and restoration of mental well-being for all. Today marks an important milestone in this journey. I stand before you today to reaffirm government's unwavering commitment to the advancement of mental health services and to share with you progress we have made in actualizing one of the key pillars of the Mental Health Act No. 6.
Economist Dr. Luvinda Habazoka says the over-procurement of maize by government should not be interpreted as lack of fiscal discipline, but rather as a strategic decision that can still yield positive returns if managed properly. Speaking during Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Dr. Habazoka has advised government through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to begin exporting maize at competitive and higher prices in order to recoup the funds spent on purchasing the grain from local farmers. He has further suggested that potential international buyers should be invited directly to the FRA to purchase the maize, a move he believes would enhance transparency and ensure better pricing for the commodity on the export market. Dr. Habazoka has expressed hope that once the maize is sold, the proceeds would be used prudently by the government to support other critical national development needs.
Government has no rights not to over-procure when a country overproduces, because that money has not been thrown. If it was spent on feeder roads to grade the road when the rain season comes and it's destroyed, I was going to say, government, you are wasting money. But if they are buying maize, which can actually be sold, and so the boy is in the FRI's court. I hope FRI is going to announce that they are going to start exporting maize very soon, because we expect another bump harvest. I think FRI should export that maize at higher prices so that we can recoup that money. So that money is, we are able to recoup it. And I hope that when we sell this money, it's going to be used prudently.
Government says it has increased budgetary support to commercial utilities from 26.5 million kwacha in 2025 to 112.4 million kwacha in 2026, representing an increase of over 300%. Speaking during the unveiling and training of the boards of directors for Luapula, Southern and Western Commercial Water Utility Companies, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Ndlovu said the enhanced support is intended to help address operational costs and strengthen service delivery. Mr. Ndlovu has added that government has zero-rated the supply of piped water for value-added tax purposes, enabling utility companies to claim attributable input VAT and thereby reduce operational costs. He has further urged the newly appointed boards of directors for Luapula, Southern and Western Water Supply and Sanitation Companies to provide strategic oversight rather than manage day-to-day operations, and to hold management accountable to the highest performance standards, ensuring improved service quality while safeguarding financial sustainability.
Government has increased budgetary support to commercial utilities from a mere 26 million kwacha in 2025 to over 110 million kwacha in 2026, an increase of over 300%. This is good news to the water utilities. This is good news to you, the board members. It's not exactly good news to the government and public of Zambia, because we are getting these resources to the water utilities when we are supposed to be using these resources for other services. So, we want you to win your water utility away from government. You need to operate as a commercial entity, one which makes money from your own water utilities, one which is able to do maintenance from your own resources, one which is able to pay statutory obligations from your own resources.
The Hot FM Business News.